The train slowly gathered steam and moved out of the station. As the train picked up speed, Christoph watched from the forest. And as the train came closer, Christoph started running towards the train. The locomotive passed, and the first and second cars passed. The third car was a cargo car. It had no heating, it had no comfortable seating, but it was someplace to be, out of the freezing cold. And Christoph made a run for it. He leaped and grabbed onto the handle of the car's door.
Oh, I caught the handle. Now, all I have to do is yank it open. Oh no, I think so my hand is frozen to the handle. Oh no, okay, I got it open a little bit.
Christoph swung himself into the car and used his last remaining strength to slam the door shut. The train was moving faster and faster, with the General, Itzikal, and Stanislav reclining comfortably in the first car, while only two cars behind them, they had no inkling that Christoph was hiding behind a huge pile of wooden crates.
Let me see if I can open up some crates. Maybe I'll get lucky and I'll find some boots.
Christoph opened crate after crate using the metal crowbar that was laying nearby. But the crates contained sardines, pickles, shav and borscht, but nothing warm to wear. Christoph was running out of strength, and he looked down at his toes, but they were hardly recognizable. He opened one more crate, and bingo! The crate contained warm army mittens. Christoph grabbed the crate and turned it upside down. He dumped the contents onto the floor and quickly began trying on mittens until he found mittens that fit him perfectly. Then it was much easier to open crates with his hands now warmly ensconced in the warm Russian army mittens. And now he found a treasure trove of useful things. One crate yielded many cans of delicious food. Another crate found the one thing Christoph would have given away his right foot for, quite literally. It was a crate filled with Russian army boots.
Oh, now I am saved. And I have a free ride to Petersburg, where I can escape and hide someplace until I figure out what to do.
Christoph put his right foot into one boot. Then he put his left foot into another. He was about to put his third foot into a third boot, but then he remembered that he only had 2 feet.
I must be hallucinating. I'm extremely cold and hungry. Let me have some of those sardines. They look delicious right now. I'm starving.
The train continued on for 2 weeks, and the General and Itzikal enjoyed some light-hearted banter.
Itzikal, it is such a pleasure to have you along for the ride. You are so intelligent, so smart.
Thank you very much, General. Would you like to hear some more about the Volozhiner Yeshiva, or maybe about Baba Kama?
No, Itzikal. I think so. I have heard enough about one ox goring another ox. I have enough soldiers goring each other. I don't need to hear more about it. Thank you very much.